Okay, so just looking around a little bit, confirmed our conclusion that karmless does seem karmless is really the ikar gzeir of karmless is shisha rab. The ikar gzeir of karmless is shisha rab. Because, so for instance, in the Mechaber, he says on Shin Mem Vav, he says min haTorah einu chayev ela b'motzi u'machnas v'zorik u'moshit mirshus yochid l'shus harabim, or mirshus harabim l'shus yochid. The Chachamim asru mikarmelis l'rishus yochid, o l'rishus harabim, o mehem l'karmelis. Okay, so the Taz says gzera mishum mirshus yochid l'rishus harabim. Okay, no, no, he's talking about the gzera of Hotza. And then he talks about later Marvad Dalai Lama's too. But, and the Mishnah Berurah also has that. Right. And the Aruch HaShulchan also has, in Shin Mem Vav Zayin, he says, V'atam she'asr b'karmelis v'nei shu domer l'rishus harabim. Avol mokum petur ein bo demus rishus. Yeah. And the Mishnah Berurah also has it that way. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Who dom your katzas l'rishus harabim? She'ein mechitzas, mekom ein rishus harabim." Right, lovely luchod the rab mavidi. U'lechein gazru lav chachamim. Shelo lohotzi lachis mi menu. Bein rishus harabim, bein rishus yachid. Kidei shelo yavo lahatir, af me rishus hayachid l'rishus harabim. Okay, you could say they're all being loved after, but I think it is. It is interesting. I mean, so it comes out like this, that, like the Baal HaMor says, everybody seems to be learning that way, that the Iker, that the Karmelis is really Usser. The Karmelis is instituted as a Rishus because it's Domer, it's a Rishus Rab. But what? But now it becomes a third Rishus. Okay? Becomes a third Rishus. It's neither Rishus HaRabim nor Rishus HaYachid. So that necessitates the Isser of Hotzah from one to the other. You can't have it a... apparently there's no such thing as just calling it a Rishus HaRabim Midrabanan. I mean, it is interesting. I don't know. It's an interesting thing.
It's a very backwards way.
It would seem that they couldn't say you can carry from Karmelis to Rishus HaRabim, because once they have the problem of Karmelis, they have to give it a tzura and a definition. And its definition is going to be a makom that's not Baki Bar Rabim and doesn't have mechitzos. The only thing is, not having mechitzos could mean it has three mechitzos or four. Or mechitzas of nine tefachim could be very similar to Rishus Rabim. Then it's going to come out if they Rishus Yachid. Then it would be if you can carry from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Rabim. That would create a problem. That itself would create a new problem. So they have to make it its own Rishus that you can't carry from one to the other.
The prompt was still Maverick Dalai.
Yes. Now this is not an unusual format. And there are gzeros do sort of spawn problems. That they have to take care of. For instance, the Gemara, we hold, what do you have here? If you have the karpef, shalohukaf ladira, right? The karpef, shalohukaf ladira, so it has a shame of a karmelis. It has a shame of karmelis, right? But we hold that you're allowed to carry from it into a Rosh HaYachid. Yeah, where is that? It's in Shin Mem Vav too, right? He says, "Mutter lahotzi mimenu lekarmelis." No, sorry. I'm sorry, the other way. No, it's in Shin Mem Vav. It's like this karpev shel yosim beisosayim. Shaluk of Ladira, so really it's a Rishus HaYachid. Asru Chachamim L'taltel though, Elatoch Arba Amos. So they gave it a shame of a Karmelis. Right? Asru Chachamim K'Karmelis. Why? Because since it's so big, the Mishnah Berurah says it looks like a Rishus HaRabim. Nice like this. Mutal hotzi mimenu l'karmelus acher gom bika hoveris l'fana. So even though it's really Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and you can't go from a real Rosh Hashanah Yachid into a karmelus, you're allowed to go from the karpef into the karmelus. Why? So he says like this. Just because if you would say you can't, then a person would think it's a real Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Right? And if they would think it's a real Rosh Hashanah Yachid, then they'd carry more than Dalad Amos in that Karpev. And if they carry more than Dalad Amos in the Karpev, someone's going to see them and think they can carry Dalad Amos in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So therefore, even though the Karpev really is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and you're not allowed to carry from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to a Karmelis, they had to let you carry from this Rosh Hashanah Yachid into a Karmelis, because otherwise it would defeat the whole purpose of making this thing, of giving this thing a din of a Karmelis. The point is that not only do they have an initial concern, they have to think about all the eventualities in formulating the gzeiros. So that's what seems to me over here, that the original concern of Karmelis is as doma to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but because of the necessity to formulate it as a third area and give it a structure, halachic definition, they have to just treat it like a separate chefza that you can't go from either Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or Rosh Hashanah Yachid into, or vice versa. Yeah, and it seems that's what our Gemara is discussing, that since the necessity of giving it a tzura is really secondary, in other words, the essence of it is because it looks like a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, right? But they have to give it a halachic tzura. So in that tzura, they can be mekel, because that tzura is really just out of halachic necessity, not really because it's not really, it doesn't really reflect the underlying cause, right? So therefore, they took two things. They gave it the kula of a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, that it has to have the shame of a Rosh Hashanah, Dalad al Dalad. Now the interesting thing is, apparently it had to have a din of Avir as well, because a normal Rosh Hashanah has Avir. Once you're going to give it a shame of a Rosh Hashanah, it seems it has to have a din of Avir. But the Avir they gave it was the Avir of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. No, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Okay. So anyway, so now Rashi says like this. Therefore, what? Going back to our case. Therefore what? Therefore, when you have the Malkum Patur in the Karmelis, it should behave exactly like a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Right? Why? He says, if you're going to say the Malkum Patur in the Karmelis is a Karmelis, then he says, Matzinu Chomer B'Karmelis Mei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Right? Because see, if it were in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it would be Batal. And Mutter to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And we said later on that Tofesus Adasara is Mikuli Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Right? Yeah. So how's Rashi learning that Gemara? Mikul Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. In other words, because you could say like this, you could say that they gave it the din of Avir, right? That the Karmelis has a din Avir up to 10. But now it's going to operate on its own rules. Right? It's interesting, Rashi. In other words, why can't you say like this? They had to give it a din of Avir. But once, so that's, they had to give it a shear. They had to give it the avir of the Karmelis a shear. So which shear should it have? Shear of Adler Rakia, like Rosh Hashanah Yachid, or the shear of Ten Tfachim, like Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Right? But that's just a question of the shear of the avir.
Doesn't it make more sense to do this together, though? Because the whole idea of the shear came from the thing that took from Rosh Hashanah Yachid.
Yeah, but they want it to be Mekel. All it needs, apparently, is to have the qualities. It has to be doma to Rosh Hashanah, to the other two Rishios now.
Why? Is the goal to be nakel or to make it doma to both?
The goal is, it has to be doma to them because it has to have a tzura. And so it has to be modeled on an on the Kein Daraisa of once they're going to say it should have its shame Rishus, it has to be modeled on one of the Rishuyos Daraisa.
You don't need both of that. You could come up with two that doesn't take things
above. No, but since that's only a necessity, they took the most makel. They took the coolest of either one. Right?
Meaning it had been more makel to take it all from one.
That's right. That's the way the Gemara is learning. Had it been more makel to take it all from one, they would have done that. Right? But the thing is, why didn't they just say that what? They didn't just say that it has the sheer avir of Rishus HaRabim. And that's what Rashi's learning. When they say that it's mikulei Rishus HaRabim, it doesn't mean that its sheer is the sheer of Rishus HaRabim. Right? It means all of the qualities of its avir have the same qualities as Rishus HaRabim. So if in Rishus HaRabim a makom petur is mafkia the shame avir above it, so that's the quality that the avir of Carmelis will have too. You understand? If they just gave it the sheer, in other words, if Carmelis, you could learn that Carmelis has its own quality, its avir is its own, has its own quality, right? And now they just need to fix the shear. How high does it go? 10 or Adler Akia. So the fact that they fixed the shear of Rishus HaRabim for it, why should that determine how it behaves within that 10? You understand? So apparently Rashi's learning, since this whole thing doesn't exist naturally, it's just constructed, it doesn't really have an idea of its own behavior. It purely, they took the whole entity of Rishus HaRabim's Avir and gave it to the Karmelis. So if in a Rishus HaRabim, a Mokom Petur is Koveya Mokom La'atzmo, right, that's the idea of Mokom Petur. It's Koveya Mokom La'atzmo, that's bottle to everything else, right? And it and the Avir above it is bottle. So too, by a Karmelis, by the Avir of the Karmelis, the Mokom Petur will be Mevatel, the Rishus and the Avir above it. The Rabbanan are constructing a Rishus. So they're taking components of Rishus from either one. So there's two components. There's Mokom, right? So the first thing is that it should have a din of, the first thing is apparently from Rishus HaYachid, that it needs to have the quality of Rishus of Tashmish, right? That's a Rishus HaYachid. Apparently, they could have formulated it just as makom, not as a makom of a tashmish, right? So they said no, it has to have makom tashmish like Rishus HaYachid, right? But then there's also every rishus has its karka and its avir. That's apparently part of a rishus. It's apparently an idea of rishus. So they had to. They had to find now in terms of the avir, they could take the but since it's a constructed thing, they're free to pick and choose the makom of one and the avir of the other. See, the Ran learns differently. The Ran learns v'cherem kasu v'afil b'davar amasuyim ikal lukma k'gon she'eno rochav dalet v'koy b'karmelis davi karmelis. Davi Karmelis, dinei di ki hai gavna brishus harabim makom patur hu. The Karmelis motza minas mino v'niyor. The mino b'pirkin kama de'ervin. Yeah. So what's that case? That's an interesting case, right? So that case. That's a case where you have between two. You have a mavoi, right? So a mavoi has a din of like a Karmelis, right? So you have a mavoi. So in order to be matir, the tiltal in a mavoi, you need what? You need a lechi. Okay, the lechi is like a associate, like a fourth wall, let's say. Okay, like a hecker. So you need a lechi to be matir the tiltal in a mavoi. Now the question is, let's say you have a lechi on two sides of the mavoi, right? You have like this. Right, you have a mavoi over here, And now you put a lechi over here and a lechi over here. Okay? So, here's your mavoi, here's your street, and here's your lechi.
Isn't the mavoi the beam up above?
No, that's a korah. Lechi is the upright.
Lechi is upright. What's mavoi?
The mavoi is the alley. We're birds. We're birds flying over the mavoi.
You only need one lechi.
You only need one. But let's say you have two lechis, okay? So now the space in between, the Gemara says, the space in between is less than dalet al dalet. Okay? So now the Gemara says that this space in between will have a din of a mokum patur. Because the lechis are setting it off. Okay? So it should have a din of a mokum patur.
Wouldn't anyways?
One second. So the Gemara says, therefore you can carry from the Rosh Hashanah Yachid into it and it into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But the Gemara says that's only if the Mavoi is opening into a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But if this area that it's opening into is a Carmelis, let's say it opens up into a Bika, then the Gemara says this space is going to be a Carmelis too. So the Gemara says, how is that possible? So it says, when it's next to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so then it's not Doma to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So it's Bottle to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But when it's next to a Carmelis, then the Gemara says, Motza Minas Mino V'Nior. So what does Rashi explain? It says, Motza Carmelis Shebein L'chiyam Shelo Hayabo Shiur Carmelis. Interesting Rashi. He says, really, this area between the two Lechis is what? It's a Carmelis without the Shiur. It's a Carmelis that doesn't have the Shiur Carmelis. Okay? But, then it'll find Mino Shechutzolo, V'Nior, and it'll awaken. Nischazek Ayidei Mino, V'Nior Mishinoso. It'll be strengthened by its own kind, and it'll awaken from its slumber. Shehaya B'Tchila, Batal Eitzel She'eino Mino. Originally, it was bottle to Eino Mino. For the outside of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it would be bottle. Right? He says, it's just like the case in Bechoros. By Tumah Shebotla V'chazer V'niro. Avol Pasuach L'Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Shelo Zemino V'lo Zemino, Ulekan Ulekan Botla. So, it's interesting, huh?
Wild.
It's wild.
According to the word thing with Rashi,
have the... Yeah. See, this whole thing only works in Erevin because we're saying that really Carmelis is a makom that's neither Rosh Hashanah Rabbim nor Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Right? It's not a makom of Bekiyas HaRabbim, and it's not a makom that's Mukaf Mechitzos. That's the concept of Carmelis. That's what you would say, that's the substance of Carmelis. The only thing is, there's a Mikule Rosh Hashanah Yachid that it has to have an area. Okay, but the area is not an Iker in its shame. So in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it would seem the area is part of the Iker. Because the very definition of Rosh Hashanah Yachid is a Tashmish Yachid. Right? So you wouldn't say you have a Rosh Hashanah Yachid without that's lacking in Shir. Because Rosh Hashanah Yachid is itself a functional entity. Right? It's a functional entity. Right? If you have something that's a functional entity and you're missing some of its substance that contributes to its function, you don't say it's a thing with lacking. If you have a bucket with a hole in the bottom, you don't say it's a bucket, but it's just lacking shear in its substance. Because this substance is missing from this hole. But that's just lacking in the shear, right? That's a lacking in the very shame of the thing, right? So by a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, the concept of it is a functional entity. And the dalet al dalet is part of the minimal function that you need. So you can't say lacking dalet al dalet is a lack in shear. It's a lack in the entity itself, right? You understand? You understand that, Chilik? Okay. But by karmalist, karmalist is not a functional entity. That's not its essence. That's not what it is. It's really a makom that's not a makom of rabbim and not yet completely removed from the rabbim. The only thing is, as a kula, they gave it the requirement of shir. You understand? As a kula, they gave it the requirement of shir. So now you can say it has its qualities, right? Its nature exists because this area 3x3 is not a makom of bikiyas harabim, and it's not a makom that has fulfilled the tanoi of Rishus Yachid yet either, right? But it's lacking shir. It's just lacking shir, right? So then, whenever something exists but is lacking shear, when it's mitsuraf to mino, it will be able to attain its shame. It'll be able to attain its shame. That's like in Yoredeah. If you have chazer falls into a taroves, and you have rov, so you don't say the chazer doesn't exist. Of course it exists. But it doesn't have the shear chazer to aser the pot. It exists, but not in the shear of iser. You understand? So then, if more gets added later, you'll say matzah minas mino v'niyor. Now they can form an entity of shear. That's right. If you say that when it's bottle, it ceases to exist as a thing, as a substance, then it's not existing in there without shear. It doesn't exist. So you can't awaken a non-existing thing. You can awaken means that it's there but not in the right state. It's there but not with its full qualities of expression. I mean, that's when something is sleeping, it means it exists but not in an expressive way, right? But matzah minas mino v'niyor means that it exists, and now with the chizik of the other thing, its qualities that it really has that are limited because it's lacking in the shear will be expressed. That's the concept of Marsa Minas Mino Veneer.
It replaces what the shear would have been.
Correct. That's what the Ritva says. The Ritva says it allows it to be mitzdareif. It allows it to become part of the karmas. Now, as Malkum Patur is really bottled to either one. It's bottled to Rosh Hashanah Yachid and bottled to Rosh Hashanah Rav. So it doesn't have a shame of any Malkum. But when it's next to the karmelis, it'll be mitzdarif to the karmelis. Because they're the same thing. They're really the same exact type of entity. Right. So that works. That Rashi agrees with. By the case of the Bein
Lechiim. Are they the same thing? Because they're both created by the bond?
Like yeah. And they both have the same quality. Of not a mokom of rabim. And not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, right? But the only thing is that one doesn't have the shear that the Chachamim instituted as part of the Kulei Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But in the case of the Makom Patur in the Karmelis, Rashi holds it's different. Why? See, I think that's why the Ran says the Avir. Because the Makom of the Karmelis, the surface of the Makom Patur, you wouldn't say. No, what about the surface of the Makom Patur in the Karmelis? It just bothers me to say that it's going to be mitzdarif to the Makom Patur, to the Karmelis, because it's three tefachim up.
Is it three tefachim?
Has to be. Definitely three tefachim up. Makom Patur has to be three tefachim up.
Wait, so it's on top of the two. I don't understand. This whole space over here.
It's just the Makom Patur. In other words, if you have the Rashi's case of maybe you'll say it's a Makom Patur in a Karmelis, right? So that means the whole area is a Karmelis. So why is this considered the Makom Patur? Why is it considered a separate area to begin with? It has to. No, not the case in Erevin. Our case in Shabbos, right? You have a Karmelis, a big field, and Rashi says if you have a Makom Patur in the Karmelis, it still is the shame of Makom Patur in the Avir.
How do you get the Makom Patur?
So how do you get a Makom Patur in the Karmelis? Why don't you just say it's all the Karmelis? Mm-hmm. So it must be it's three tefachim high. Otherwise, it would just be bottled to the karka.
And why is being three tefachim high can't no longer be a Karmelis? Why does that differentiate it?
Because that's the general rule. Anything that's separated from three tefachim is not considered together. Because
okay.
I love it. So anything that's three tefachim above the next thing is not considered bottled to it. Not considered part of it. Right? So now it's three tefachim high, and
why wouldn't it be a separate karmelis?
Oh, because it's only three tefachim wide. Okay. Karmelis has to be four tefachim wide, right? So it's only three tefachim wide. So I don't see how it can become. I don't see how that karka can become part of the karmelis. That's what I think Rashi's learning in terms of the avir above it, saying the avir above it is still connected to the avir around it. See, the karka of the surface of that mokum patur is not mitsuraf to the rest of the bika, because of the three tefachim. But the avir above it is, it's mitsuraf to the avir around it, right?
And why would that be different than rishus yafir?
In which case?
Right.
Because over here, I would say, you'd say like this. You say the avir above this mokum patur really has the qualities of an avir of karmelis. It's just lacking shear. It was just like the case of the between the lechis, in terms of the mokum, had the quality of karmelis, but was lacking shear. The case of the avir above this mokum patur is also avir of a 3x3. So it's avir of, it really is the same quality of avir of karmelis. It's just lacking shear karmelis, because its mokum that it's above doesn't have the proper shear. So it's exactly the same as the mokum in the between the lechis. It's just, in other words, you have to have one thing clear in your mind, that in Rishuyos, we can deal with the makom as an entity, and we can deal with the avir as an entity, right? So that's why I think the Ran and the Marsha says it's the proper girsa, says we're talking about the avir above this thing, because we're not trying to be mitzdarif the makom itself.
How the makom.
Oh, because the avir above this makom patur, the avir is designated by what it's above. So this avir is above a makom of 3x3. So it's like an avir of 3x3. So it's lacking in its shear of karmelis.
Now, couldn't you say a similar thing in terms of the avir of karmelis in reference to the adjacent?
See, that's what the Ran says. The Ran says, see, in the Ran, when the Ran repeats Rashi, he says, "Ha'ein karmelis p'chusa me'arba ve'ibed dekoy b'karmelis v'kevan d'leis be'dalet havishem avir ha'karmelis olav." Right. The shame avir karmelis is olav. Right? The shame avir karmelis is on it. But what does it mean, the shame avir karmelis is olav? Because the avir is the thing that's going to be mitzuruf to it. I don't see how the karka can be mitzuruf to it. The karka is three tefachim below. What? Yeah, and everybody's saying that. And the only possibility is the avir above the makom patur, to be part of the avir of the karmelis around it. So that's what Rashi says. No, he says, since a makom patur has the qualities of being mafgia, the avir above it, from its surroundings in Rishus HaRabim, it'll always have that quality. It'll always have that quality. But the makom doesn't have that quality. The makom doesn't have the quality of... There's no parallel in the makom like that. So therefore, by the Bein Alechiyim, it'll be Matzah Minas Mino Veneer. Because that's just an incompletion. No, it's by the Bein Alechiyim, it's just Matzah Minas Mino Veneer, because the shear of Dalid, now you have the substance of Karmelis without the shear Karmelis. So that's the general principle of Matzah Minas Mino Veneer. The only thing is, the Avir above the Makom Patur is different. Because what? Because we say not okay. Here's the point. Not alts makom patur. Not alts makom patur. Alts avir karmelis. You understand? Not according to the side of, right? Not from its quality. No, it's matzah minus mino veneur by Erevin and Bein Lechiyim. That's a din in what a makom patur is, right? That a makom patur has the shame karmelis without the shear karmelis, right? Has the shame karmelis without the shear karmelis. So then I'll say, motzah minas mino v'niur. like Rashi says. Whereas the problem of the Makom Patur in the Karmelis is a din of how the Avir of Karmelis behaves. You understand? Stam. How does Avir of Karmelis behave? So since we learn the Avir of Karmelis from Avir of Rishus HaRabim, and by Avir of Rishus HaRabim, a Makom Patur is a Hafkoas Avir of Rishus HaRabim, it'll have to be a Hafkoas Avir of Makom Patur. A Hafkoas Avir Karmelis. It has nothing to do with Matzah Minas Mino V'Niyah. That was the very substance of its Avir just doesn't lend itself to being mitzdaref to the Avir of Makom Patur.
Karmelis is in its own identity. It's the
correct. But according to the Ran, all they learn from Rishus HaRabim is Shir. But they're not giving the Avir of the Karmelis the qualities of behavior like the Avir of Rishus HaRabim. They're just learning Adasara in terms of Shir of the Karmelis. But however the Karmelis, whatever qualities of Karmelis exist, will exist. Yeah, I mean, let me ask you a simple question. Forget about all those complications. What were the choice? In other words, let's say, let's go back to the Avir of a Karmelis for a minute, right? It seems to me that Rashi really holds that there's no intrinsic need for Avir at all. Okay. There's really, when they're constructing Karmelis, they're giving it a din Avir. They're giving it a shame of Avir. Okay. But they're choosing which Avir to give it.
It's artificial.
The whole Avir of Karmelis is an artificial entity. Okay. With the Karka, the Makom, that is a true existence. Now Shir is being imposed artificially. But the whole entity of Avir, I think, is an artificial imposition, according to Rashi and Karmelis. You understand?
Right. So it doesn't function on its own.
It doesn't have its own. By Makom, so you can say, okay, there's a description to the Makom of Karmelis. It's not Baki Barabim. It's an area that's basically Doma to Rishus HaRabim. Right? That's the description of the Makom. Now, what? Now we want to know: is there a requirement of shear as well? So we'll be mekel and we'll give it a requirement of shear from Shusa Yachid, right? The choice was the kula was that there was a choice to give it no shear, right? And we're going to be mekel and no, we're going to give it the shear of Shusa Yachid, okay? But the concept of avir doesn't really exist naturally by Karmelis. The concept of Avir doesn't exist naturally. And they wanted the Rishus to be Doma to a regular Rishus. So they had to endow it with the Shem Avir. Okay? But it doesn't have its own quality of Avir that naturally has its own behavior that they limited. They implanted an entity of Avir. The only thing is, Rashi's learning that since the entity of Avir they gave it, so therefore he's learning when they gave it the Avir of Rishus HaRabim, it can't have its own behavior because it doesn't have its own natural idea of Avir. Its whole idea of Avir is just a copy. It's just an implant from another from an entity that exists already, so it never gets its own rules of operation. It just is a mimic of the Avir of Rishus HaRabim.
That's not true of the ground.
But not the ground.
The ground has its own.
Because the ground has its own identity.
And that's how it works in there.
Right. Whereas apparently the Ran seems to hold that the avir and the ground are the same. They both have their own, they both have an identity of karmalis, and they just decided to limit the avir of the karmalis. They could have done, that was the point, like this. Rafi, what I'm trying to say is like this. If they wouldn't have done anything about the avir, what would it have been? Okay, so I'm saying according to Rashi, it would have had no avir. According to the Ran, it would have had unlimited avir. Because what's the kula? In other words, mikula irishus harab miz, that they limited it, that they... How could it be there's no avir? Because it doesn't. Because only rishuyos have avir. Only those here. It's not a real thing. It's just like a. No, did they create a rishus? It's a good question. Did they create a rishus? They didn't really create a rishus. They said that. Did they create a rishus? It's a good question. Right, no, it's tofesis adasar. Apparently, makom intrinsically doesn't have to be tofes any avir above it. Why does makom have to be tofes avir above it? It's true. So now, but they wanted it to be domet to the rishus harabim and or rishus hayachid. They wanted it to be domet to rishuyos. Makom itself doesn't have to be tofes a makom the avir above it, according to Rashi. But it wanted to be domet to the two rishuyos daraisa. So they just had to give it. Avir, so they took the smallest shear of avir. They took the smallest cheftza of avir, but it's going to have all of the identities of the of that avir. It's going to have all the identities of the avir. Now, according to the Ran, I don't know what you say about according to the Ran. Would you say that according to the Ran, it would seem according to the Ran, I don't know if it would be true that it would have unlimited avir if you did nothing. It would seem he also has to be but he holds that once they gave it avir. It works on its own. No, it seems to be like this. It seems to be machlok between the Ran and the Rashi, conceptually speaking, is like this. Is that when you're only constructing something out of necessity of having the form, does it get its own identity in form? Or do you just say it has the form of whatever you're modeling it after? In other words, the only necessity of having avir is not because there's a concept of avir karmelis. It's because it has to be doma to the rishuyos, right? So they're just—it's really just a—it's really just like a shadow of rishus harabim. It's really just like a mimic. Mm-hmm. So you just do the bare necessity. The bare necessity is to have some shame avir. So they, but not to create a new quality of avir karmelis. I don't know. Let's think about it.